Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Dallas, they were blowing it out their manhole. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York, and a small explosion brought a big response in downtown Dallas today.
Well, we're investigating the cause. We have people on site, but we're looking at potential water damage to some equipment that we have in an underground vault. The issue didn't cause any outages. Customers are fine. We were able to reroute any power. But we have people on site investigating, and everything's barricaded off. So we just need some time to try to figure out what exactly happened.
This happened at the federal building at Young and Griffith Street in downtown Dallas. About 2:25, there was an explosion in a manhole across the street from the federal building. Dallas Fire Rescue sent a huge response to the area. A spokesman said there had been a small explosion in an electrical vault that blew a manhole cover off. Smoke was seen coming from the hole. DFR says there was no fire and nobody in the manhole when the explosion happened, so there were no injuries. Duncanville police do not expect charges to be filed today in the fatal dog attack at a home.
The reason no charges have been filed yet is out of respect for the family. They say they need to interview family members, but it's just too soon for now. Police Chief Matthew Stogner says there are a lot of moving parts to this case.
Obviously, we're going to work with the Dallas County District Attorney's Office and the family of the deceased to figure out our best course of action moving forward.
One-year-old Siraz Amal Aservadam was rushed to Children's Medical Center with a police escort, but died from injuries. Police say there were four large dogs in the house and that three of them attacked the toddler. Those three dogs are in quarantine and likely to be euthanized. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Both sides have rested against a McKinney woman who's accused of helping her fiancé murder an ex-girlfriend. Lawyers for Holly Elkins says she was unaware that Andrew Beard was planning to kill the mother of his daughter in 2020. Over the last week, the government has presented dozens of text, phone, and online messages linking Elkins to the plot to murder Alyssa Burkett at a Carrollton apartment leasing office. Closing arguments will take place tomorrow. People in one Johnson County neighborhood find anti-Semitic material on their front lawns.
Someone tossed flyers in the front yards of homes in the Godley Ranch subdivision just outside Godley city limits. They contained the names and photos of Disney executives with anti-Semitic rhetoric. The flyers were placed in clear plastic baggies with pellets to weigh them down. Godley police posted on Facebook that people should not touch them and they should not let anyone in their family or their pets come into contact with them either, since they could be dangerous. They're also asking for people to check their home surveillance footage for any evidence. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's a community meeting set for tonight in Dallas to discuss safety at Wilmer Hutchins High following a shooting at the high school last week.
Students say they're scared, insisting they need better security at the high school after a student managed to sneak a gun in last Friday and shoot another student. Police are still trying to figure out how that gun made it past the school's metal detectors. The student who was shot is recovering. The suspected shooter has been arrested. Students say the district needs to do more to guarantee their safety. School trustees Maxie Johnson says he understands the kids' fear.
I'm a father that lost a son to gun violence. So I understand the feeling, the emotions, the mental stress that they are experiencing right now.
Johnson is hosting a community meeting tonight at Morningstar Baptist Church in Dallas, where students and parents are invited to discuss what can be done to make Wilmer Hutchins High School safer. Tonight's meeting is at 7. From the 24-Hour News Center, Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And it's Jack Attack time for the Rangers. Today, the team announced they will be bringing up the highly talented and number 2 overall pick of the 2021 draft, pitcher Jack Leiter. We'll start for the Rangers Thursday in Detroit. Former Ranger Mark McLemore says Leiter has been impressive in the minors, but he'll have 2 days to think about his first start.
Tell me the night before, fly me in, no sleep, and let me go after him. But he'll be fine. He'll be fine. He'll understand what he needs to do. Like I said, his dad was a longtime big leaguer, and his uncle as well, and his cousin's in the big league now. So he understands what it's all about. He's been around big league ballparks long enough. So I'm just anxious for him to get here and show what he can do.
Meanwhile, the Rangers lost in Detroit today in an afternoon game, 4-2. Manager Bruce Bochy says the offense just isn't clicking like it should.
Pitching really did a good job. We had bad luck at the end. You know, they hit one off the end of the bat and blooped in, and then the other one flared in there, you know, to give them the lead, wild pitch. But we got to get these bats going. There's no getting around it. We're just not driving the ball like we're accustomed to. So hopefully, you know, this will start clicking here soon.
It's also Bochy's 69th birthday today, but he's 11-13 all time on his birthday. With your afternoon all local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.